tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidi al-Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madrin channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Inshallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss characteristics of a successful businessman. And before that, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever recited the Holy Quran, glorifier Allah Azza wa Jal, recited Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then asked forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, he has sought goodness from its source. Subhanallah, subhanallah, sallu alal habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, Islam, our beautiful deen, is a complete religion and it has to be followed in every field of human life. It has guidance for every facet of our life. Islam does not only show us the methods of ibadat and worship, it also guides us completely regarding the matters of life, so that no field of life can be incomplete and Muslims may not be in need of anybody else except Islam in any of the actions. Subhanallah. Some forms of acquiring wealth are permissible and some, on the other hand, are impermissible. For earning halal sustenance, it is essential to acquire what is permissible and to abstain from what is impermissible. A person should act upon the permissible manners and avoid that which is impermissible and not halal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to learn a lot of beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. And in Ihya Ulumuddin, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions with regards to the livelihood, earning our livelihood. And he says very beautifully that there are three types of people. He says, رَجُلٌ شَغَلُهُ مَعَاشُ عَنْ مَعَادِهِ فَهُوَ مِنَ الْحَالِكِينَ. There are three types of people. And the first type of people, he says, that his earning of the livelihood has stopped him from his hereafter. And such a person is one of those who are destroyed. Then he says, there is a second category of people. This category of people is that individual whose akhirah, whose hereafter, because he is working so hard for his hereafter, he is completely oblivious of his earning in this world. فَهُوَ مِنَ الْفَائِزِينَ. And such a person is from amongst those who are successful. Subhanallah. And then he says the third type of people is that who is moderate. وَهُوَ ثَالِثُ الَّذِي شَغَلَهُ مَعَاشُهُ لِمَعَادِهِ. Who works and earns his livelihood for the hereafter. Subhanallah. Such a person is a just and he is an impartial and he is that individual who is balanced. Subhanallah. فَهُوَ مِنَ الْمُقْتَصِدِينَ. And he is from those who is just, subhanallah. And then he says that these are the wisdom in earning our livelihood. Our livelihood shouldn't stop us from the hereafter. If that is the case, then we will be among those who are destroyed. And if we are such individuals who have left earning our livelihood for the sake of akhirah, then such a person is a successful individual. And here Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, the third type of individual is the one who is just, who is moderate, and who has a balanced lifestyle. that individual who is earning his livelihood in the world for the sake of the hereafter. Subhanallah. And that is the sweet spot here, as we can say. And in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions with regards to the earning of the halal income, and a businessman, what he does, he is a successful businessman in from an Islamic perspective. He earns halal income, and therefore he is successful in this world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, مِنَ الزُّنُوبِ زُنُوبٌ لَا يُكَفِّرُهَا إِلَّا الْهَمُّ فِي طَلَبِ الْمَعِيشَةِ. That from amongst the sins, there are certain sins that cannot be expiated except for the trouble that approaches a person when he is searching for his sustenance. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given glad tidings to those individuals who do trade, who conduct businesses. And he says, At-tajiru as-saduq yuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah ma'a as-siddiqin wa shuhada. That a truthful trader or businessman, he will be judged on the day of judgment with the likes of Siddiqeen and the martyrs. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has also stated that man talaba dunya halalan ta'affufan 'anil mas'ala wa sa'yan 'ala 'ayalihi wa ta'attufan 'ala jarihi laqiya Allahu 'azza wa jalla wa wajhuhu kal qamari laylatil badr. That that individual who is acquiring the world in a halal way, in a permissible way, and his intention is to safeguard himself from begging to anyone, from asking anyone for anything. وَسَعْيَنْ عَلَىٰ عَيَالِهِ. And he is also working hard to provide for his family. وَتَعَطُفًا عَلَىٰ جَارِهِ. And he also has this intention that he could perhaps, you know, be courteous towards his neighbors. Yes. So such a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about such an individual, لَقِيَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَوَجْهُهُ كَالْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. That he will meet Allah Azza wa Jal in a state that his face will be shining bright like the full moon. Subhanallah. And dear viewers, these are some of the ahadiths by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he has mentioned the virtues and the merit of earning halal sustenance. And today's subject matter, that is characteristics of a successful businessman, these are some of the characteristics of a successful individual who embarks on earning the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is described in the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. And here in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was seated with his sahaba, and they looked at a young man who was striving hard and was working hard. And early in the morning, he started work. They said, looking down upon that individual, that how nice it would be if he exerted this much effort in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of deen, Allahu Akbar. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, he rectified his sahaba and he said, don't say this. If he is working hard to look after himself, and he also wants to safeguard himself from asking anybody for anything, and then he also has this intention that if I work, it will leave me independent of people, that he won't be dependent on the people, then such a person is in the path of Allah. And if he is working hard and he is earning his livelihood to support his elderly parents, or he is working hard to look after his young children, so, you know, they don't have to go and ask anybody for anything, and it would suffice them, subhanallah. Even in this case, he is in the path of Allah. If he is working hard so he can boast, so he can have pride, so he can be arrogant, and so he can accumulate more and more wealth, and then in this case, he is in the path of shaitan and devil. So these are the eye-opening statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we all work for our livelihood, and we all, alhamdulillah, exert our effort in pursuit of our livelihood to earn our daily bread. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has provided us with such beautiful guidance that if there is a truthful person, a businessman who is truthful, that is sadiq, saduq, subhanallah, such an individual will be judged on the day of judgment with the likes of the martyrs and the siddiqeen, subhanallah. And on page number 120 of the book Karamat-e-Sahaba, this book is published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing wing of Dawat-e-Islami. Shaykhul Hadith Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahimahullah ta'ala has talked about the introduction of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the manner that he says, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the son of Sayyida Safiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is the paternal aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, as a relative, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a paternal cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a nephew of Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and a son-in-law of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is also one of the 10 fortunate blessed sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the glad tiding of being the dwellers of paradise. And inshallah azza wa jal will learn some of the conducts of this great businessman among the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he also happens to be from the Ashra Mubashara. And once Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was asked about the secret of him being a successful businessman, and he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I have never bought anything without seeing, and I have never rejected little profit. And whoever Allah wills, He grants him blessings. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, these were the words of a successful businessman and a successful trader, Sayyidina Zubair ibn Awam, great Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he's among those 10 Sahaba who were given the glad tidings of paradise, subhanallah. And here we have learned that what was the secret of his success. You know, nowadays you see all over social media, you know, there are business gurus and there are business tycoons whose interviews are conducted every now and again, and people watch them with a lot of enthusiasm. They wait for such interviews where some business people are being interviewed, and perhaps in search, perhaps they let out their secret. What is the secret sauce to their success? And here is a great businessman, subhanallah, and he is a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is from Ashra Mubashara. He is from amongst the relatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here he lets out his secret. Yes, and he said that I have never bought anything without seeing. This is one secret. And then he says that I have never rejected little profit, and whoever Allah wills, He grants him blessings. Subhanallah. So here we get to learn the Madani pearl from Sayyidina Zubair ibn Awam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he also said that this is not my excellence, this is not about me, but whoever Allah azza wa jal wishes for to give success, that person is granted the blessing, subhanallah. From this, it can be easily understood that the manner of business and employment of our pious predecessors was great indeed. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was such a businessman who was very honest. Many a times people used to place their belongings in his custody. And Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Miqdad, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and 7 other glorious companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayhi muridwan appointed Sayyidina Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a guardian over their wealth after their death. Sayyidina Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would look after their wealth and with absolute honesty, and would spend on their children from his own earnings. Yes. And our pious predecessors like the blessed companion, Alim al-Ridwan, oh, the righteous people of the past used to be truthful people. They were honest people. They were just and pious people. They were selfless and used to have the passion for goodness and helping others. With all these attributes, they would continue to follow the Islamic business principles. Subhanallah. That's why Muslims were prosperous in these blessed eras in the past. Subhanallah. But nowadays, we as Muslims have developed evils like injustice, you know, untruthiness, deception, usury, selfishness in our characteristics, except those who are protected by Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us pious and make us honest. Nowadays, business conditions are not good due to different types of defects, acting upon the rules prescribed by the Holy Quran and the blessed Hadith. If we earn our sustenance, learn the principles of Islamic business etiquettes and act upon them, if we follow our pious predecessors in the matters of business, then inshallah azza wa jal, there will be great change in the Islamic society. And we as Muslims will prosper once more, inshallah azza wa jal. Furthermore, the important thing is that the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be attained. Allahu Akbar, which is the greatest wealth. Dear brothers, in Bahari Shariat, Hazrat Allama Sadru Sharia Badru Tariqah, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, has mentioned the purpose of business from an Islamic perspective. What is the need for these businesses to exist? In summary, he says that the more the needs of people are, the more difficult it is to satisfy them. And if a person starts doing all the work alone to fulfill his needs, for example, he cultivates the land himself, then he grinds the grain himself, he sews the clothing himself after weaving it, then he may fail and may not spend the days of his life productively and with ease. It is the perfect system of Allah Azza wa Jal that He Azza wa Jal has divided all humans in different fields and different types so that every group may do their own work and the collaborative effort of these groups may fulfill the needs of all people. Subhanallah. For example, some people cultivate, yes, whilst others weave clothes and some do other types of work with their own hands. And those who cultivate also needs clothes for themselves. Similarly, those who weave the clothes are dependent on those who cultivate for getting the grain, etc. Everyone depends on each other. And this is what our interdependence is called, subhanAllah. That's why the need was felt that wherever and whatever was produced should be sent to each other so that we all could fulfill their needs and there could be no trouble in others' work as well. Things started then, and the matters of buying and selling, it grew over time, and every kind of other matter, etc., came into being, subhanAllah. This is the philosophy, subhanAllah, from an Islamic perspective, and there is a need for the business to exist and for other types of occupations to exist, yes. In the light of these Madani pearls given by Huzur Sadru Sharia in Bahari Shariat, subhanAllah, it becomes clear that, you know, he says, you cannot be a carpenter, an electrician, an industrialist, you can't be a miner, and you can't be all these things by yourself, all by yourself. No, it would be very difficult. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has ordained it beautifully and He has given certain people certain tasks and He has given them the natural ability to harness those abilities and those prowess, utilizing which they have mastered their own occupation and the art of earning their livelihood. SubhanAllah, and so have we and everyone else. Alhamdulillah. Undoubtedly, commerce or trade is a good and permissible act. That's why the blessed companions, alayhim ridwan, of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would trade with each other. Yes, they would do business. Sahaba were businessmen. They didn't put their hand, one hand on top of the other and waited for the sustenance to rain down from the sky. No, they strived and they worked hard for what they had. And they conducted businesses. They did work. They did jobs. So they also used to trade in clothes, etc. with each other. Similarly, Islamic scholars and pious people after them did the same, but never disregarded the business principles as prescribed by Islam. Therein lies the crux of the matter, that they never violated the principle of Islam in conducting their business and in their dealings and in their trade. Subhanallah. It is stated in verse number 29 of Surah An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, O believers, consume not unjustly the property of one another among yourselves, except it be a trade by your mutual consent. Subhanallah. Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki Haythami Shafi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has said that in this blessed verse, Allah Azza wa Jal has clearly stated that trade is permissible on condition that it is to be done with the party's consent, and consent can be obtained provided that there is no cheating or corruption. Yes. Therefore, the one who wants to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who wants safety of his religion and the world and the hereafter and respect, should make efforts for his religion and should never follow anything related to cheating or corruption in business. Subhanallah. These are the beautiful values that we get to learn from the Quranic teaching. Subhanallah, as Allah Azza wa Jal here teaches us to not do things unjustly. Subhanallah. And that is the business principles we have been given. Subhanallah. And we should remember that it is a human need to desire and earn halal sustenance for one's parents, siblings, family members by means of business in a permissible way. And the attention to earn halal sustenance has been focused many times in the glorious Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal has even mentioned and encouraged and commanded us to continue with its search. Yes, it is something that we need to search for. And Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, and we have made the day for seeking livelihood. And it's been stated in another place in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, then disperse in the land and seek the grace of Allah. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ka'b bin Ujrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting with the companions. In the meantime, a young man passed by. Having seen a wonderful and strong man, the blessed Sahaba said, would that he could spend his youthful and strength in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the remark of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and we have just learned about this hadith, and here alhamdulillah again we are reminded of this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if this person has come out to look for sustenance for his small children, so he's in the path of Allah, and if this person has come out to look for sustenance for his old parents, so even then he's in the path of Allah, and if he has come out to protect himself from begging from people and eating haram, then he is still in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if he has come out for ostentation and pride, so he is in the path of shaitan. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, we have learned the importance of putting effort to serve our parents and to pay the expenses of children, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has regarded that person as one who is in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should remember that those who keep halal and haram in view, besides the truth, justice and honesty, subhanallah, and do trade with honesty, with justice and with truth, then their trade, their jobs, their work are not only they do not only become the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they will also be resurrected with the good people. Furthermore, they will be forgiven, and on the day of judgment, the brightness of their faces will be like the full moon. These are the words in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many other hadiths of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that Inna Allaha yuhibbul mu'minal muhtarif, meaning Allah azza wa jal loves the professional true believer. Subhanallah. So yes, those who are professionals in their field, they can take solace in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to earn the livelihood in a halal way. It must be a halal profession and occupation at the same time. Here, another hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that Man amsa kallan min amali yadayhi amsa maghfuran lahu. The one who works with his own hands till the evening and feels tired, he does the evening after being forgiven. And these are the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which should encourage us to pursue our career earning halal rizq of Allah azza wa jal. Inshallah azza wa jal, we have a bit more of more discussion, but before that, we are going to listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the kalam is written by His Eminence Huzur Mufti Azam e Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and it is recited by our honorable Rukneshura Hafizahullah. Let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to the kalam, and we shall be back shortly. Tu shame risalat hai alam tera parwana. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai, koi Yusuf se puche Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Hai jalwa-e janana, hai jalwa-e janana, aqa to shama-e risalat hai. سر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب جانا نہ چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانا نہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے
شانہ تا حشر رہے روشن
روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز. سبحان اللہ, وی ور لسننگ ٹو اے بیوٹیفل کلام ریٹن اینڈ کمپوزڈ بائی مفتی اعظم مہین رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, اینڈ ہی از اے گریٹ ڈیووٹی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دی سن آف اے گریٹ ڈیووٹی سبحان اللہ, اینڈ اٹ از آلسو ریسائٹڈ بائی اندر گریٹ ڈیووٹی آف دا بلیوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, آور رکن شورا حاجی عبدالحبیب عطاری حافظ اللہ. اینڈ ناؤ ایز وی آر بیک ڈسکسنگ آور ٹوڈیز ٹاپک, کیریکٹرسٹکس آف اے سکسیزفل بزنس مین. ان دس ریگارڈ سبحان اللہ, دیر از بیوٹیفل حدیث آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, وے ہی ہیز سٹیٹڈ علیکم بالتجارہ فإن فيها تسعة أعشار الرزق, that you should hold on to business and trade because 9 out of 10 share of livelihood subhanallah of sustenance is in doing trade. So inshallah azza wa jal, this is the chosen path of different prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and business was conducted by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Allahu Akbar. And here there's a beautiful narration where Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw a man, he asked him, ma tasna'u? He says, what are you doing? He replied that I do Allah's worship, I worship Allah, ata'abbadu, I'm worshiping. قال من يعولك, who looks after you? So the man said, أخي, my brother looks after me. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said to him, أخوك أعبد منك, that your brother is more pious than you are. Subhanallah. And this shows the virtues of conducting halal business and doing trade and helping others. Subhanallah. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that why there is such an emphasis on doing business the right way, earning our sustenance the halal way. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, inni la alamu shay'an yuqarribukum min al-jannah wa yub'idukum min an-nar illa amartukum bihi. And here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's concern for his ummah is so true and so pure, and it is so pure, subhanallah. He is so sincere towards his ummah. He says that I do not command you to do something unless I know that this is something that will take you closer to paradise, and it is something that will take you far from the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. And that is what I command you to do. And then he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says further on in the hadith that وَلَا أَعْلَمُ شَيْئًا يُبْعِدُكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُقَرِّبُكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ إِلَّا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ. And if I know that something will take you far away from paradise and will bring you closer to hell, then I stop you from that thing. I prevent you. I forbid you from that thing. That Ruhul Amin, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he came and he put it in my heart. A person never dies until he completes his sustenance, subhanallah, even though it may reach him late. So fear Allah azza wa jal, and you know, do the trade in a good way, subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to fear Allah when we are trading, when we are conducting business, in that we must fear Allah. Do the right thing and move away from the wrong, subhanallah. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fattaqullah, fear Allah, and acquire your sustenance in a good manner. Amara alayhi salam, we must notice here that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, he commanded us to acquire our sustenance in a good way. He didn't say utruku talab, abandon the pursuit of the sustenance. And he sallallahu alayhi salam then says at the end that if you try to achieve or try to acquire your sustenance in any other way besides the halal way, besides the permissible way, by disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, then you must know that what Allah Azza wa Jal has for us, it can never be obtained by disobeying Him. Yes, subhanallah. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the marketplaces where the businesses are conducted nowadays, they are in marketplaces, in shops, in streets. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-aswaqu mawa'idullahi ta'ala, that these markets that are there, they are the tablecloths of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. Faman ataha, so whoever approaches the markets, asaba minha, he gets his share from there, subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says that if someone is carrying a bundle of wood by a rope on his back, that is better for him than him going to somebody whom Allah Azza wa Jal has given and has provided, and he asks him for something, give me something, and he can either give him or reject it. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in support of hard work. Hard work never killed anyone. It's a famous saying, and we should adhere to it, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And these are some of the beautiful advices of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By conducting businesses in a halal way, by earning halal sustenance, we safeguard ourselves against the embarrassment, against the disgrace. And here, subhanallah, Sayyidina Luqman Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he advises his son, Luqman the wise radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to his son, Ya Bunayya, istaghni bil kasbil halali anil faqr, that you must make yourself independent from people by earning halal income. فَإِنَّهُ مَفْتَقَرَ أَحَدٌ قَطُّ إِلَّا أَسَابَهُ ثُلُثُ خِصَالٍ, that a person, when he gets poor, when he becomes destitute, then three things, three characteristics approach him. What are those three characteristics? He says, when a person becomes destitute and dependent on others, three things happen. رِقَّةٌ فِي دِينِهِ, he gets soft in his deen. He becomes soft in his deen, which is not a good thing. وَضُعْفٌ فِي عَقْلِهِ, and his intellect is reduced. وَذِهَابُ مُرَوَّتِهِ, and his leniency, it goes away. وَأَعْزَمُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الثَّلَاثِ, and something greater happens than all these three. What is that? إِسْتِغْفَافُ النَّاسِ بِهِ, that people start to take you lightly. People don't take you seriously. Allahu Akbar. When you become destitute, people look down upon you. Allahu Akbar. وَقَالَ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ, and Sayyidina Umar رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ said, لَا يَقَعَدُ أَحَدُكُمْ عَنْ طَلَبِ الرِّزْقِ وَيَقُولُ, that none of you should sit down at home instead of going and seeking your sustenance. وَيَقُولُ, saying that اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنِي, oh Allah, grant me sustenance. You shouldn't do that. فَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ, because you know very well, أَنَّ السَّمَاءَ لَا تَمْطِرُ ذَهَبًا وَلَا فِدَّةً, that the sky doesn't rain silver and gold. Allahu Akbar. And here, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sees an individual by the name of Zayd bin Maslama, and he says, he sees him that he is planting a tree in his land. فَقَالَ لَهُ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ, says Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says to him, أَصَبْتَ, you did the right thing. You did the right thing. إِسْتَغْنِ عَنِ النَّاسِ, become independent of people. يَكُنْ أَسْوَنُ لِدِينِكَ, and it will be better for your deen, subhanallah. وَأَكْرَمَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ, and it will give you honor, subhanallah. كَمَا قَالَ صَاحِبُكُمْ أُحَيْحَ, as your friend Uhayha has said, And then he mentions one share in Arabic, subhanAllah. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala, and who he said, إِنِّي لَأَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَرَى رَجُلًا فَارِغًا لَا فِي أَمْرِ دِينِهِ وَلَا فِي أَمْرِ دُنْيَاهُ. That I do not like when I see an individual sitting, you know, idle. He is neither busy in the works of deen, nor is he busy in the works of dunya. Allahu Akbar. Allah, Allah. So, once Sayyidina Ibrahim was asked about a truthful trader, and he was asked, أَهُوَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ أَمِلْ مُفَرِّغُ لِلْعِبَادَةِ. That is a truthful trader, a truthful businessman. Who do you take more liking to? Who would you prefer? A truthful business trader or a person who's free and making ibadat? So he says, At-tajiru saduq ahabbu ilayya, that I will take a liking to a businessman who's truthful. Li'annahu fi jihadin, because he is in the path of struggle, subhanallah. Yatihi shaitan min tariqil mikyali wal mizan. The shaitan tries to deceive him, tries to provoke him to do some deception in his weighing and in his measuring. Wamin qibalil akhdh wal ata, and by in the principles of taking and giving, he will provoke you. Shaitan will provoke you, and this person is fighting against shaitan. Allahu Akbar. Fayujahiduhu, and he fights with shaitan. And subhanallah, and this is what Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to say about that individual who is a truthful businessman, and he prefers that truthful businessman over a person who's free and making ibadat, subhanallah. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we have learned about him giving nasiha to his subhanallah friends and his companions, that you should get busy in sustenance, in earning halal sustenance, because the sky doesn't rain gold and silver. And this is a beautiful advice from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and from whose shadow even shaitan runs away, subhanAllah. Dear viewers, we have mentioned about the great businessman among the Sahaba fraternity, Sayyidina Zubair ibn al-Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he is the sixth companion amongst the Ashra Mubashara. Ashra Mubashara, as we know, they are those individuals, those Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has given the glad tiding of being the dwellers of paradise and feeling a sense of responsibility. A great mother like Sayyida Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha gave her beloved son a great madani upbringing, subhanallah. Halal livelihood, dear viewers, is not only a deed of excellence besides many other prophets, alayhimus salam. It is also a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, it should be joined as a sunnah, subhanallah. Niyat is everything, subhanallah. And innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, our actions are dependent upon our intentions. And if we do trade and do business with the niyyah, that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnah of other prophets, subhanallah. The blessed prophets alayhimus salam joined different professions for their livelihood. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has said that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam first of all used to do the work of cloth manufacturing, and then he started cultivation. Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was in the profession of woodworking, and Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam, he was a dressmaker, and Sayyidina Hud and Salih alayhim as-salatu wasalam, they were in business, and Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Lut alayhim as-salam, they used to do cultivation, and Sayyidina Shu'aib ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam used to rear camels. Likewise, Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah alayhi salatu wasalam would graze goats, and Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam would make armor, iron knitted clothing used in battles, and it used to be used in the past battles and so on. So now these were their trades, subhanallah. Despite being the king of the entire world, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam would make fans and small baskets with lids, and it would be made of date leaves, and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do trade as well. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has recommended certain trades, and the trades, the business of clothing, and then he preferred after that the business he preferred was the business of selling perfume. Subhanallah. And alhamdulillah, we are, subhanallah, the great devotees of Amir Sunnat Daawat Barakatul Aliya. He is lovers, and he is, subhanallah, at the end of his name. His name is Hazrat Allama Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri. Subhanallah, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. So Attar means a merchant of fragrance, subhanallah. And he's got such a beautiful nisbat, because fragrance was loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is a kind of business of selling itr and perfume, and that was recommended by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here Amir Damat Barakatul Aliya, he has got this in his name, subhanallah, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, hafizahullahu ta'ala. And it's been learned that the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we have just learned, that they also did trade and they set up industries to earn halal sustenance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us tawfiq to earn halal and abstain from haram, and do so while following the principles and the Sharia guidance of Islam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Lameen. And in book Islamic Zindagi, Islamic Life, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has mentioned a beautiful piece of nasiha. And Islami Zindagi, it is also a program on Madani channel Urdu, subhanallah. And it is aired in Urdu by the Shahzade Huzur, subhanallah. And he comes with this beautiful program. You should watch and draw inspiration from there as well. MashaAllah, beautiful program. And here the name of the book written by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahmatullahi ta'ala is the same name of the silsila Islami Zindagi, Islamic Life. And he has mentioned in his book that it is a big crime to remain idle, and to join an impermissible profession is a graver sin than that. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us hands and feet to work, not to leave them idle. Likewise, the profession of stopping the supply of grain when it is needed, it is makruh. And the business of haram things is haram, such as playing songs, dancing, rearing of hawks, rearing of fighting quails, animal fights, etc. Similarly, the professions of giving false evidence, the business of a wine, such as selling and buying it, or any involvement dealing with wine and liquor, is all haram, subhanallah. These are the Islamic guidelines with regards to the halal and haram income, inshallah azza wa jal. In the future episodes, we are going to explore more about this subject of earning halal sustenance. Inshallah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all prosperous and give us all halal sustenance. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Inshallah, until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.